the Chiefs must not allow Al Ahly to score in the first 15 minutes.
I think Chiefs need to focus more on defensive.
All I can say is just Chiefs need to score at least 2 goals.
The possibility of victory lies in the attacks.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. Kaizer Chiefs have been doing the good work in the CAF Champions League with valiant displays of hard work and determination leading them into the final. Kaizer Chiefs will face off against the Egyptian Giants in Al Ahly. Chiefs will be well aware of how well Pizzo knows them, but newly appointed coach Stuart Baxter may add that little extra something to make the difference. With the final less than 2 weeks away, preparation for Amakhosi is well underway. So for that reason, we asked you all, how should Chiefs approach the final? And as usual, you sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host, Aiden, and this is the Fan Reaction Show.
Our boys, once they enter NFL, they must come with confidence, put pressure on Al Ahly, and we must manage to score first. Maybe 1 goal or 2. Then, so after time, our work is simple. We just defend that goals or that 2 goals. We shell the back door.
I think Kaizer Chiefs approach against Al Ahly in the final. Kaizer Chiefs must not allow Al Ahly to score in the first 15 minutes. After that, they can try to play praising games so that they must not allow Al Ahly to play on their halves and counter them on the break.
Into Melebayans, you see. Melebayans are luckily for 3-3. That's it. By all out. Kung I would like to go to Savas something. By all out, you got nothing to lose. They see you all out. Jenny, first game, they must learn waited. Waited. They will be buying a corn, they will be breathing a corn. Now, we will buy you, Baby Breathe. Baland is great. Kung I would tie. Melissa, I'm a defender, Monday. They see. Be two or tie.
I think Mina. The approach level by 7th Chiefs, it will be a difficult game for them because those guys were fast in the pace and Nama aerial ball, they are dangerous. I think Chiefs need to focus more on defensive, then a goal will come at any time like they did to other games, because if you can check, they started the game slowly, but at the end of the day, they got the goal. So I think Chiefs need to keep calm and relax, then they need to focus at the back because that team is very dangerous when it's coming to striking department.
They should, attack as the game starts. They must be more offensive because these countries from the north, when they settle with one goal, they are able to defend and maintain the game throughout. Therefore, it will be very important for Chiefs to go all out and get at least a goal so that they can have something that talks for them. That's very, very important. And if they can do that, they have proven it on the previous game. Therefore, it's possible now that they can do it again. Therefore, we'll be all out there to support Kaizer Chiefs, not as individuals, but as South African football lovers.
From my side, the possibility of victory lies in the attack. So they should first whistle, they should attack. That's it. And the best defense also is to attack. So we should attack with everything that we have. Score goals, early goals. That's the victory.
I think we got guys there up front who got the fire. Guys that can do their job, like the likes of Castro, Manyama, Villiard. I think Villiard is back now from the injury. And of course, my friend. Those guys, I think they could kill the game at any given time. And this time, they've got nothing to lose. I think it's now or never. They just should just go there and score goals and also defend wisely. And then they just go and kill the game. Because even those guys from Egypt, they're not going to sit back. They're going to be attacking. So the only best way that they should approach the game is to also attack. When they've got the ball, they've gotten the ball is to attack. Maybe they're going to get 1 or 2 chances. They utilize them and then they play football. I think it's going to be a great game. But for Chiefs, to get that star, I think it's now or never. If they don't get it now, I don't see them getting it anytime soon. So for Chiefs to make the chairman happy and the fans happy and supporters, they should grab this one.
All I can say is just Chiefs need to score at least 2 goals, the quickest goal, first 45 minutes, they should seal the game, then defend.
Yes, I think this thing is very simple. Né? It's one game, last game. There is no second round or second leg. All they need to do, ne, Chiefs must just go there and add another bus. They've been parking a bus when they were playing those two legs, weighted first leg, weighted second leg. So now they must just add another bus. Then they will have a second bus. Then we play counter-attack. Because in terms of playing football, Al Ahly will beat us fair and square and will beat us with many goals. So to avoid beaten by many goals, then we just need to add another bus. Then we park another bus, then we counter-attack. We park the bus, we counter-attack. We use helicopter football, then we score one goal, we defend the whole 90 minutes. Then if we go to penalty, then we go and penalty, then we win the game through penalty. Now there's no need to play a champagne football, a Chibobosh football or Tamaya football. Now it's all about win. We go there, we park another bus, we have two bus. If it's possible to have three bus at the back, then we put three bus at the back, then we counter-attack, then we win the game. That's it. We don't need champagne football now.
The Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following members of the Sokola Duma podcast team. The show is hosted, produced, and edited by Aidan Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by David Scullard. Brought to you by Sokola Duma.